Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. And we're here today with Julie Arsenault. She's the account executive for the Portland Press Herald, Monster.com, and the Maine Sunday Telegram. And she's going to be talking to us today about the state of career fairs. That's where we're going to start today. Julie, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
You know, one of the things that has changed a lot over the last few years is this concept of career fairs. So, it used to be that they were, huge events that encompassed a lot of people. I noticed over the years it's tapered down a little. Certainly with the economy, you see an upsurge in terms of the number of people attending career fairs. What's really the state today?
Well, actually, we were just talking about this yesterday. We've seen just the opposite. When we look back 5 years ago, and we had host career fairs, and we're going into the big spring career fair season now, we would host them at the paper, anywhere from 1,100 to 1,600 job seekers attend. And now we're lucky if we see anywhere from 300 to 500 job seekers attend. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me where the economy was then and where it is now. And there are companies hiring, so it's an interesting concept to think about.
Why do you think A, there are less, and B, have the level changed of participants in these career fairs? In other words, are you seeing more blue collar, more white collar? What are you seeing?
We're seeing a mix, and things are starting to rebound gradually. For a little while there, it was tough to have companies come because they didn't need to. They are getting people coming in through their doors on their websites that they didn't need to attend career fairs. Now it's starting to open up a little more, but we're finding that they're looking for skilled workers a lot more now highly skilled workers and trying to get in front of that passive audience. That's the real hot ticket right now, is getting in front of the employed that may have the skills that they're looking for.
And you don't normally see employed people go to a job fair.
Correct.
So how does a job fair organizer or a company that's thinking about going to one of these really attract that type of talent?
Well, that's kind of what our job would be, being the marketing people. And we have a job fair that we've actually totally redone that's coming up in March. And what we're going to do is we're trying to pull in all ages, all educations, all genres per se. So we're going to be offering some seminars for job seekers. One will be a motivational type speaker. We'll have some for veterans, and we'll have one that will just be basic skills. But the bigger need, I think, is to get those companies out there and promote the companies that will be there. Because what happens is when we start advertising the career fair and the companies put there that they're participating, that drives people to their websites. And it is a passive way of reaching these seekers. And we as a medium, a news medium, we can use the paper to get in front of the people that may be reading the paper for just the news. Instead of just looking in the classified section.
When you're talking to companies and saying, hey, you should come to this event, and you said that you revised it or revamped it a little, tell us about some of the changes you've made and what will make it a little bit more attractive to companies this year.
Like I mentioned before, we're going to be offering free educational seminars for job seekers. We're really excited. We're going to have a general motivational type speaker that will speak to people, because we find there are displaced workers out there that have never been to a job fair before, and they walk into the job fair, have no idea how to start a conversation, if they should bring their resumes, what they should do. So it's kind of going to be upbeat. We're also going to offer a resource room that we will help people upload their resumes on Monster, which is free. That'll get them in front of the passive audience, because a lot of the HR folks that know that there's a proactive way of recruiting that isn't putting a job posting out there or putting an ad out there, that recruiters do look in resume databases for skilled workers. So we're really going to be promoting and educating and helping job seekers do that. We plan on having a resource room with about 15 booths just to help job seekers, passive and active. We're also toying around with an idea of having a speed job seeking type booth instead of a speed dating type booth, where folks that may not have time. Do you need to ask me a question?
No, I was just going to say that it's a big difference between interviewing and different interviewing. Different skill sets are needed for that, Julie.
Yes.
Okay, just
yes.
Making sure we're clear on that.
We haven't fine-tuned the details, but we're trying to attract the person that may only have their lunch hour to pop in, that won't have time to go to all the recruiters, but is really interested in getting their resume in front of them. I'm a big believer that face-to-face contact, being from Maine, makes more of an impact, but there are other people that would just drop it off and then go. So, again, we're fine-tuning it. We're trying to think outside the box, and it's kind of exciting.
When you've talked a lot about what the job seeker's going to be getting. So they'll be certainly getting, you know, resume help probably, you know, motivational speaking, different things to help the job seeker. And are you feeling that this will bring a better candidate to the job fair so that the employers see a better value for their dollars?
150% correct. Yes, that's it. Because ultimately, that's what the vendors or companies want, is a good variety of skilled workers to come to that event, not just the ones coming through and picking up the trinkets.
Yeah, the freebies, yeah. The swag.
The swag,
as we used to call it, or still call it, I guess. Okay, you know, you talk a little bit about the advertising part of it. So let's talk a little bit about the paper.
Sure.
You know, the Portland Press Herald is a great paper. Maine Sunday paper is great. However, let's be honest, readership has been down a little over the last few years. And, you know, if you look at the, if you want to call it the job section of the paper, it's certainly a lot less than it used to be. I don't know what the percentages are. I'm sure you have some of those numbers. Why should an organization or company really think that they should still advertise in a paper when there is the online? Now, maybe you can tell me a little bit about how that affects it as well. They have Monster. They have other companies that are out there that they can put it on. Heck, they can go to LinkedIn. Why should they use still the method of the newspaper?
That's a great question, Dave. The paper is such a valuable asset to the community. We will offer the classified section for your active job seeker. We will have our online with mainjobsmonster.com. And but the one thing that makes us super different is that we also have all the news in the rest of the paper, not to mention the hundreds of thousands of people we reach every day. We can transform a recruitment ad into a passive, non-traditional recruitment ad and pop it in the main section of the paper, and it works very, very effectively. I did a program with a insurance company last year that was all passive job ads that ran primarily outside of the recruitment section. It was very, very effective for them. We put together and they were not very conservative about the ads, which was great. We were able to be very creative.
It matters, doesn't it, how creative you can get with the ad. That old traditional ad just really doesn't work anymore today. You have to have something that grabs their attention.
Absolutely.
You know, it's the same thing if you're advertising for anything. Something has to catch their attention. Maybe if you had a couple of tips or something that you could give to companies who are saying, hey, I might want to advertise for a job. I might think of going back to a paper or an online paper, a tip or two of what they should think about prior to actually doing that and maybe how they should approach it.
Okay. One of the hot ticket right now is reaching the passive job seeker, is what I'm hearing from most of the recruiters. One of the other big thing that's important is branding right now, the companies. A lot of the job seekers like to get the look and feel of the company before they go and work there. So we're seeing a big upswing in selling branding packages with their job postings. And I hate to say they're beautiful, but some of the templates that we've designed are just get you excited just looking at the job posting because there's such a strong feel like I want to go work there. And I would suggest that to most companies, think about branding. What makes you different? What would make someone, how can you attract someone? Because it is, when you look at yourself, when you put a posting out there, it comes up and you're competing against all those companies. So what makes you different? And we have products that will help you do that. And branding is a big one right now. Very, very big and very affordable.
So between the paper and the online, is it something that somebody would buy both? Or do you recommend that they think of both areas or just one or the other? Or does it depend on the company?
Honestly, it would depend on the company. We do a lot of custom type stuff right now because not everyone is in the same boat, so to speak. They may be limited budgets. Budgets may have been cut. They may be trying to reach a certain area of the state. And we can really fine tune who they're trying to reach as well. So it does definitely vary.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour, and we will be right back. If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com.
Hi, this is Peter Boldick at Harvest Hill Farms. For those folks who are looking for healthy eating alternatives, we have been raising natural range-fed beef and poultry right here in the great state of Maine for over 15 years. Let us introduce you to our Never Ever program. Our animals are never ever introduced to growth hormones or antibiotics, only raised as nature intended. We are conveniently located on Route 26 in Mechanic Falls. To find out more, call us at 998-5485 or go to our website, harvesthillfarms.com. That's harvesthillfarms.com.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. For more information on this latest method of CPR, visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
MaineNewsSimply.com wants to celebrate the businesses that make Maine great. Businesses like yours. We're looking for innovative, interesting companies to feature on the Mimic Spotlight on Business. Simply log on to MaineNewsSimply.com and look for the link to share your company's unique story. MaineNewsSimply.com delivers headlines from over 50 of Maine's most respected news sources. The Mimic Spotlight on Business is a business profile series co-sponsored by Verrill Dana and Time Warner. Free, concise, timely. MaineNewsSimply.com, the easiest way to stay on top of the business news that matters in Maine.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. Julie Arsenault is with us. How are you, Julie?
Great, Dave. How are you?
This is going well. Hey, you know, one of the things I forgot to mention in the last segment was you were talking about career fairs, and you didn't tell us where or when.
That's right. Our career fair is going to be March 20th, which is a Wednesday, at Seasons Event Center, formerly Varillo's, on the Westbrook-Portland line. It'll be from 1 to 5 p.m., and that is a free fair for job seekers.
And how many employers do you anticipate at this point?
We're hoping to have at least 50 there.
Wow, that would be great.
It would be fantastic.
Yeah, that's super. So any level, any positions?
Any level, any position, seasonal, part-time, full-time.
You know, one of the things we've talked about in terms of the job boards is that, you know, certainly you represent Monster, and there are great job boards out there. Look, we all use them, whether it be, and you know, other vendors or whether it be online. Some of the big ones, you know, LinkedIn, Career Builder, Jobs in the U.S., all these are great, different programs. What makes the local feel for here in Maine? Or if you're in somewhere else in the country, why would Monster make that local feel compared to maybe the big job board that it looks like with, you know, the big, scary, funny, monster-looking guy on the screen?
Right. That would be Trump. And that's a great question, Dave. Monster, it comes across as a monster job board, and it's not. Monster has done a great job over the years of partnering with a lot of the big companies, but realized they weren't getting any of those smaller companies. So about 5 years ago, they started partnering with local newspapers. And that's where we jumped on board, and now we're mainjobs.com/monster. So we're one and the same. And they have done this with hundreds of newspapers across the country. So not only are you getting the exposure of being a monster nationwide, but you'll also get the exposure of that local feel as well. So if you're a Mainer in Portland looking for a job in South Portland, they will have relevant jobs on there for you to look at. There's always the misconception that you'll have people applying from all over the country, which happens to everybody all the time. And that does happen on Monster sometimes. But we have the product that we have that we sell is so powerful and has filters, and that we can fine tune it so that you're not getting that unwanted traffic.
Well, certainly some organizations are looking for skilled labor that may be across the globe or across the country. And certainly I know that that can be tailored and fit to whatever that organization is looking for. When you are talking to companies, what are they really looking for today? What are some of the key things that, you know, they're looking for from either a job board or, you know, you talk to recruiters all the time. Gosh, I know I talk to recruiters all the time. What exactly are they looking for that you're hearing today for trends?
The trend right now is how to reach the passive job seeker. That's the big trend right now, and how to brand their company effectively to get those people interested in coming to work for them, and how to lure them away without causing any conflict.
Well, that's a big deal. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, that's one of the challenges, right, is that companies get a little nervous calling other companies that are a similar type.
Absolutely.
Because they don't want to be perceived in the wrong way. So how can Monster help with that?
We have many products that we can help with branding the company, what would make them different. And then we have more of the main jobs feel to it with a newspaper, products that can put their ads in front of the job seeker that may be going in and checking out their son because he played in a basketball game last night, that we could pop an ad in the sports section. I always look at it as what makes us different against the other great companies that are out there selling recruitment ads. And that's one of the things that we can do very, very well. We can, we could pop an ad in the home and garden section as well if someone's trying to reach that certain type of demographic. So Monster itself has job postings. We also have the resume database, which I would highly recommend everyone to put their resume on Monster. And that's a great way that even if you're not looking, you're happy, but you don't know who's going to reach out to you, that you might consider speaking with them.
I also know that on the site you have career resources. And what exactly does that encompass?
Those are all resources that for job seekers and employers that people can go in, and there's great information about statistics, salaries, how to enhance your resume if you're a job seeker. Employers, there's just profound amounts of information for employers on there as well.
So when you're talking to a company or an organization and they're looking for a highly skilled, specific person, maybe an engineer, maybe a physician assistant, maybe a very IT technical person, would you say that that the most effective way would be to look at the online research? Would it be effective to be in the paper? Would it be effective to be, you know, what exactly do you think here in Maine or even across the country that would work?
It would be going into the resume database, absolutely, because you can put the certain skills that you're looking for, make them required or not required, and start up with a broad search and then narrow it down based on, you know, education, where they're working, experience. And the thing about that product that makes a difference that a job posting, it's the job posting is like casting your fishing rod out there and pulling it back in, and you're not quite sure what you're going to get. Whereas the resume database for recruiters, you're putting in specific criteria and you're getting back qualified candidates within seconds.
You do a lot of events, conferences and so forth, and I'm sure you'll be up at the Maine HR convention.
Yes, we will. We're a sponsor.
That's awesome. And Heather and Bud and their group here, of course, are great sponsors of the show and also will be at the event, so that's awesome. Tell me a little bit about the difference between a job fair and an event like that in terms of how Monster approaches getting in front of employers.
The job fair. We kind of take a twofold approach that we're there for the vendors, but we're there for the job seekers as well. So we're wearing a different hat for job fairs. The HR conference is more us building the relationships and meeting the people, where Maine is such a big state. Sometimes we don't get to see them face to face. So it's good for us to brand ourselves. Unfortunately, there is competition and we're still branding ourselves. But getting to know people always helps. You know, Mainers like building relationships and knowing people face to face. And it's a great opportunity for us to be out there. And we build business that way.
There's no question about it. Julie, you live here in Maine, correct?
I do.
Born and raised?
I'm a Mainer through and through.
A Mainer through and through. Well, we appreciate you being on the show today. And, you know, look forward to talking to you in the future.
Thank you, Dave, very much.
And we'll be right back.
Every second, someone turns to OnStar for help.
I just woke up and my car was stolen.
I hate that you had to call us under these circumstances, but I'll be happy to assist you. Are you in a safe location?
Yeah, the car was in the driveway. My wife's car was behind mine. I come out to get the newspaper. Her car's out in the street. So they pushed her car out to get to my car.
Do you have the stolen vehicle report number?
550.
Now you can add this kind of protection to your car with new OnStar FMV.
Police Department.
I have a location on a stolen vehicle. It's just off of Riddler Brook Court. It's stationary.
Thanks, OnStar. We have 3 units going out there.
This is Keith.
This is the OnStar Center. We have located the vehicle. Police will be contacting you shortly.
Okay, thanks so much.
OnStar is built into most new Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac models. And now, you can even add it to your car with new OnStar FMV. Visit OnStar.com for FMV retailers, availability, system limitations, and details.
HR Power Hour is sponsored by two great sponsors today. JobsInTheUS.com, your employment resource. And Maine HR Convention at MaineHR.com.
I'm in a state of caffeination, got all my fingers shaking, must have been my large Americano, mochaccino, macchiato. Now the family's gone to bed, and that's my favorite time to get some tips on better rates. Cause my State Farm guy answers late, and even when it's not my agent, someone's standing by so patient. Getting coverage questions answered helps me to relax. Get to a better state, State Farm.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Running a company can feel like you're surrounded. A key person quits. A big project presents itself. You need good people fast. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Our contract staffing service will fill a position or find the right talent for a short-term project. Hundreds of companies choose us because we deliver people that fit. Career Management Associates, your contract staffing solution. Go to cmacareer.com.
Packers.
Vikings.
We come from different places.
Uptown.
Downtown.
We come to different conclusions.
Half empty.
Half full.
But when we live united, we make a real difference in the building blocks of life. Children succeed in school, families gain financial stability, the health of our neighbors improves, and suddenly so do our communities. Real change won't happen without you.
Live united.
So give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Sign up today at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
And we're talking to Steve Stevens, President and CEO of Stevens Wellspring Group. Steve, thanks for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me, David.
You know, I get asked all the time about people, from individuals and people, What is an EAP, an employee assistant program? So I know you are what I call the king of EAPs here in Maine. And I'd love to know if you could kind of give me an overview of what that program is, what it kind of incorporates, and then we can get into the details.
Well, thank you, David. I appreciate the compliment. Basically, employee assistance programs are short-term counseling, assessment, and referral, for lack of a basic, you know, description of what EAPs are all about. And they started many years ago, back in the 60s, and they started on the West Coast, and they started basically as a result of people that had substance abuse issues or alcohol issues, basically. And a lot of the big companies had them as an in-house, basically, service, where they would have employees and clinicians work for them, and they would, you know, basically go in and visit. And then it expanded kind of so that into the market where smaller companies want to take advantage of it. And then it became companies like myself who offer to provide services, basically, very simply, you know, put as whatever the particular issues were, whether it was, you know, anything from stress to depression to trying to get from point A to point B and that type of thing. And then it really moved into what we call today, and what pretty much is lost in the industry today, unfortunately, is what we call core technology. And what a lot of people miss today is the fact is that a lot of people use the word EAP, EAP, anybody can do an EAP. Well, really, you really can't be an EAP, even as described by the state of Maine. If you have an EAP, there are certain things that you need to do that a lot of people don't do today. In other words, it's a mandatory thing that an employee assistance program do supervisory training, for example, face-to-face. They do orientations face-to-face. They have perpetual evaluations of their program ongoing. They have support material. They have things where, you know, for lack of a better explanation, David, you know, our philosophy here at Stevens Wellspring is with any of our counselors that we really would strive to be a partner rather than a vendor. And I think that's basically what our philosophy is at Stevens Wellspring.
Well, you know, one of the things that people may not know is that this service really is and can be very invaluable to organizations to help their employees. I think that you and I have certainly had many conversations about the fact that employees simply do want to do the right thing. They do want to help their employees, certainly in times of stress and times of issues happening in their personal life. And some employees get a little nervous about that, and they don't know how to help, and they want to be careful of what they say and do, but they want to take care of their employees. And this is one way, a very cost-effective, very effective way to help in that process. Don't you agree?
I do, David, and that's a very good point. You know, EAPs now basically do a lot, and when you talk about being cost-effective for the employer, because employers, you know, obviously they have issues with what's going on in the workplace today, with insurances and with layoffs and with things like this, and they're trying to find a way to take care of their people. And, you know, we start off a lot of orientations with people who say, listen, the reason we're here today is because your company cares about your well-being. And that's the kind of the attitude we take. And today, with a real EAP, you're going to get 5 or 6 completely different programs that are 100% confidential. And your question on confidentiality is very good. Confidentiality, we explain EAPs that are 100% confidential, with the exception if it's determined that somebody that we see is going to do harm to themselves, harm to someone else, and or there's a violation of the state of Maine child abuse laws. You know, then obviously the confidentiality becomes invalid for obvious reasons. But what we do is your employers will be able to provide a legal program, a credit program, a concierge program, a wellness program, identity theft programs. And all of these things come with a very robust employee assistance program, which also is added on, you know, based to the clinical part of it. And what people on HR people per se that understand EAP, what they want to be able to do is they want to be able to pick up the telephone and say, I have an issue. with a particular person, and I don't know what to do or how to handle that situation. And that's where we get involved with, as you know, we get involved with doing training, with doing team building, we're doing anger management, we're doing all of those things, because that's very, very, very important in the workplace. So rather than just having a telephone, if you have, you know, what we call a cultural EAP, that HR person or small company owner with as few as 10 to 20 people can pick up the telephone and have an answer to his issues. You know, the things like if you have a substance abuse, if you have a drug testing program, but it's a non-DOT drug testing program, and somebody tests positive, you don't want to lose that person because, as you know, it's going to cost somebody $5,000 when they lose somebody, hire somebody, train somebody. So basically, their EAP should, maybe should be able to pick up the telephone, say, I have somebody that's positive, I need to have you do a return to work eval for this person, and tell me, can they come back to work, and under what conditions can they come back to work? So it is very much part of a culture, and that's where we become part of the culture. You know, we're a phone call away, that type of thing.
Yeah, when you talked a little bit about this program, can you give an example of an organization, and you don't obviously have to give the company name if you choose. Give an example of a real-life situation that may have happened and how the program was invaluable in really helping the company, the organization, the team, in terms of getting themselves back on foot, not only for the person but for the company.
Well, we can there's a lot of examples, actually. A typical example that happens is that, as you know, there's a lot of different generations in the workplace today. And what motivates, you know, Generation X does not necessarily, motivate another generation that's you know, born in the 40s. And what happens is that you will have employees that basically will refuse to accept change. And a lot of companies are going through a lot of change right now, and you have employees that are fixed. And basically, not only do they not like that, but they'll act that out. And they'll act that out, you know, specifically, you know, in the workplace. So if you were to look at something like that and not deal with it, what happens is, you know, it manifests itself. Basically, what happens is you get low morale, you get unhappy employees, you have a turnover of the employees that you're hiring to bring in because they don't want to work in quote-unquote a hostile work environment. And, you know, it's important to understand from a liability standpoint is that when you're talking about sexual harassment, things like that we work with, 90% of sexual harassment is simply a hostile work environment. And basically, it doesn't even have to be that. It only can be in the eyes of the person in the beholder, and which it's real. And what we will do is we will come in actually a particular situation. We come in and we will provide training that's specific to the issue. In other words, rather than a company going out and spending money for training on to just an overview or something like that, we will come in and we will sit down with the people and we basically will say, you know, these are what the issues are. This is what's going on. This is how you should handle this particular situation. And again, it goes back to the culture. You know, it's just not an EAP where you pick up a phone, you do counseling, and that's it. That is not an EAP, you know. And that's a good question, David. We have situations where, for example, with what happened in Newtown, there are people in the workplace that have behavior that's accelerated, that's changed, and has causes people within the workplace to be, quote-unquote, afraid, that don't want to work with a particular person. Well, how do you handle it? What do you do with that person? Well, if you have an employee assistance program, basically that's effective, and they will come in, and they will work with that person or do an evaluation on that person. And, you know, if the town comes, the word comes up gun, then obviously that's a red flag. And so rather than not being able to do anything and just let it go on, an EAP will go in and work with that. And if you remove the person from the workplace because he's a danger to your other employees, then that's what needs to be done. Adversarial terminations. Your EAP should always be there. You know, that's a very, very, very important thing. When you know you're going to have an adversarial termination, then you want to have your employee assistance program there, because there's certain things you do to protect yourself and to protect the company.
You know, one of the things you mentioned to me, and certainly we've done a lot of work together, you mentioned the fact of the number of clinicians and people that can help. You mentioned, I believe it was almost 30,000 people for the ability to help others. Talk a little bit about the importance of having that type of depth, because I know other organizations that may not provide the real skilled EAP that you provide don't necessarily have that depth, and I think that's an important thing for people to know.
Well, it is from the standpoint that, and that's a good point, is that if you have, particularly with our EAP, and there are other a couple other really good EAPs that are in the state of Maine that do a nice job, but if you have an issue, for example, we'll go back to anger management, then rather than just that person calling in and saying, you know, I want to see a counselor, and they get hooked up with a counselor, well, they may wind up with a family counselor. They may wind up with, you know, somebody that does some special training, which has absolutely nothing to do with, you know, anger management. When we get a phone call from a company, basically what we do is we will then align with that person. When that person calls in, that person will be referred to a specific clinician in their area that has a background in anger management. I mean, otherwise you're just wasting your time. I mean, you're not doing anything. And that's a very, very, very special, you know, part of the program. It's a very customized part of the program. And we'll do what we have to do to make sure that that works. So it's a tool. I mean, really, it's a tool. It's so funny. Even you will find that workers' comp companies will encourage companies to have an EAP that's effective, because it always reduces your workers' comp costs and always reduces your workers' comp fee and your claims. So, you know, if you have certain issues that you work with, I mean, if you have people that work that have a substance abuse issue and they're you know, working on a 90-foot crane, then those are issues that you have to get resolved within the workplace.
No, absolutely.
So it's a very specialized program.
No, I think you're absolutely correct. And, you know, one of the things that we have talked about, is, as I know as a fact, is sometimes the cost for these type of programs, actually there are savings in other types of programs. The next thing you know, it's a net wash, or even you even save some money sometimes. And I think that that's important for people to understand, that it's an investment in your organization to help smooth out some of the quote-unquote kinks that may be happening, to make sure that you really have an effective tool at your disposal.
The government says, and you can put as much faith in that as you want to, the government says that if you have a full-time EAP, now that's just not an EAP we just call them, but I mean an interactive EAP with your company, the savings can be as much as 15 to 1. So for every dollar you spend, you're going to get a $15 savings. And I think that that's probably true. I mean, if you look at somebody that has a good relationship with their EAP, that they're going to be able to save those kind of dollars in the long term. Unfortunately, you know, it's difficult to say, you know, if you pay me X amount of dollars, I'm going to give you a check back for that type of thing. It doesn't work like that. But if you turn around and you take and look at today, the interesting thing is today is 40% of any workforce, and it couldn't be higher, has some type of issue going on outside of the workplace that negatively affects their productivity by as much as 50%. That is a very, very valid number. And that any company can go out and look at their salaries, total them up, take 40%, and then take and look what those numbers are. That's a lot of money that goes to the bottom line.
No
question. And it's a real number.
No, it's real number, it is
David.
A real number. It's huge.
Well, I mean, like you said, you know, we have worked together. And, I mean, so you understand the importance of dealing directly with, you know, finding somebody that can deal directly with a specific issue and what that looks like, and how that will save money. Many times it's difficult to get people to understand you need to spend money to save a lot of money. But in that particular case, I think it's very true.
You are listening to the HR Power Hour, and we will be right back. If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com.
Hi, this is Peter Boldick at Harvest Hill Farms. For those folks who are looking for healthy eating alternatives, we have been raising natural range-fed beef and poultry right here in the great state of Maine for over 15 years. Let us introduce you to our Never Ever program. Our animals are never ever introduced to growth hormones or antibiotics, only raised as nature intended. We are conveniently located on Route 26 in Mechanic Falls. To find out more, call us at 998-5485 or go to our website, harvesthillfarms.com. That's harvesthillfarms.com.
I love Maine, and I'm interested in Maine news.
But I want it quickly and simply.
All in one place would be good.
You've just described a great website.
Really?
MaineNewsSimply.com.
Maine news.
Three words. MaineNewsSimply.com. Go to the site and I'll explain. MaineNewsSimply.com collects news as it happens from news sources all over Maine. It's compiled and presented online in an easy-to-read format that keeps you up to date in just minutes. MaineNewsSimply.com is for people on the go who want the news of Maine fast, anywhere, anytime.
I'm on, and you're right. This is exactly what I asked for.
Discover what thousands of Mainers already have. Maine News Simply, the free online website and daily newsletter loaded with headlines and stories from close to 50 news sources.
Maine News Simply looks great, easy to read, current, interesting. I like it.
Try it today, and while you're there, sign up for the newsletter. It's all free. Three words, MaineNewsSimply.com. The smarter, faster way to stay on top of the news in Maine.
Hey, Mom, I'm really
starving for a snack.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe
some pepperoni breadsticks.
How did you know I
love pepperoni?
Wait, are you able
to read your mind? Of course, I'm a mom.
So, you know about the C I got in geography?
I do now.
It's the recipe that's so easy, it's not a recipe. It's a Recipe-Easy, like Hormel pepperoni baked on top of breadsticks. Find more tasty ideas at recipeasy.com. Hormel, life better served.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour, sponsored by CMAcareer.com. And we are speaking with Steve Stevens of Stevens Wellspring Group. Steven, thanks for being on the show again today.
Thank you for having me, David.
We talked a lot about EAPs in the last segment, and I think that there's no question they're invaluable. But one of the programs that you haven't talked about yet, you mentioned it a little bit, was the wellness program as part of this this EAP program. And wellness has become a big buzzword, and certainly companies are looking at it for what they can do and how can it be effective in their organization. Tell me a little bit about the program. Tell me a little about why you think it's an important part of why organizations should look at it. Let me know what you think.
Well, it's, as you said, it is the buzzword now, what's going on with wellness, and a lot of people are doing a lot with wellness. And now what's happened is that we are integrating, and I think the key word for it is integrating, wellness with EAPs. I mean, they go together. I mean, one's mental health, one's physical health. The savings, and people understand that, whether it is you go through a program, are in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And basically, we have two complete programs that we offer, and all of our programs are available nationally. We can provide any program, whether it's EAP, whether it's the wellness program, on a national basis, and do to an extent. But wellness, you know, one of the big things about it is a lot of people will say when they started years ago, you know, you get a free T-shirt and you get a coffee mug. Well, unfortunately, that really doesn't work today. You would like to think that it does, but it doesn't. But what happens is, we have a wellness program where if somebody wants to get into it, they may not know what their risk is. They may say, well, you know, I want to do a blood draw, and I want to do this, and I want to do that. But they don't know where their risk is in their particular workplace. So we offer a program which is very affordable for companies in the workplace today that basically identifies what their risk is. It identifies it by individual, it identifies it by issue, and then basically provides an executive summary report which tells them, you know, this is what's going on in your particular workplace. You know, there may be heart disease, there may be smoking, there may be, you know, diabetes, there may be any number of things. And one of the programs will identify that without doing a venous puncture, without doing blood draws, but basically will provide coaching and will work through an effective service along with the EAP. And then we also have a program which is really well, a reporting mechanism that I think is probably one of the best in the country, back and will basically set up reasons for people to participate in a wellness program. And you look back for inducements in a program, and it can be money. Unfortunately, money always works, so fortunately, however that goes. But you need to get participation. And so we will basically sit down with people and ask them, you know, what is it you're trying to accomplish? What is your goal here? And try to save them the money and then basically put a program together that's for that particular company, which may have 21 people. And that what they're going to need and how they're going to work and what they can afford is an awful lot different than when you walk in and you talk to a company with 350 employees. I mean, we got programs we can put together for as little as $1.30 per employee per week. And they go up from there. But what's happening is when you combine them, now you are offering employees, you're offering them, you know, mental health, you're offering them physical health, you're offering them specialized programs. So we have specialized programs which go down to smoking cessation programs that we have that are all standalone. We have concierge services that will provide things for those people that are stressed are basically going to take care of their own, you know, their own parents. As you know, what goes on, you know, in the world today, where you many times your parents will, because they don't plan right, lose a complete legacy that they want to give to their family. And so we'll provide services to the wellness where they will get the legal help they need, they will get the placement services that they need, they will get the alternatives that's available to them. And all I have to do is just talk to their EAP, David.
No, I think you're right. I mean, this is really a complete package for an organization in which they are able to look at many different facets of how they take care of their employees, especially during stressful times. And wellness is certainly something that will help an organization ensuring that their employees are, you know, better fit and better able to engage in the work environment. And I think that, you know, you're talking about an entire program that helps people physically and mentally.
I would agree, Dave. And that's our goal, obviously, is to surround the account with a group of services that will benefit all of their people. And it makes a difference. It makes a difference. A happy workforce. And you can go into companies and you know, when you talk to their people, that management cares about their well-being. It's different. You know, it manifests itself in the work, in their attitude, in the lack of issues, and so on and so forth. So,
you know,
a tool.
It is a great tool. You know, I kiddingly said at the beginning, but kind of mean it, you're kind of like the king here of EAPs, because you've been doing it just a little while here in Maine and throughout the Northeast area. Steve, how long have you been in the industry?
Well, I've been in the business almost 20 years now altogether. We started Stevens Wellspring about 15 years ago, and have really we're a Maine-based company. I grew up in Maine. You know, Maine is my home, and basically what we've done is we try to design a program which you and I have talked about the last few minutes, but that's available not just to Maine, but it's available throughout the United States on an equal basis. So, you know, I'm very proud of our program. The program, I think the big thing that's different about our program, David, is the fact is that we have a center where if any of the employees call in, you know, and if there happened to be a crisis at 2 o'clock in the morning, the person that answers that telephone is a master's level clinician. And I think that's the heart of our program. And they have the capacity. They know the local police department. They know the local hospitals, the ambulance service, the sheriff's department. They know all the services available, whether it be here in Bridgeton, Maine, or whether it be in Miles City, Montana. It doesn't make any difference. It's completely equal. So I think that gives us a big edge, you know, where we're not an EAP that closes on the weekends, or we're not an EAP that closes in evenings and have a message that says, you know, please hang up. We'll have our on-call person call you back. Well, 60% of the time, when that person calls back, the person's gone. So that's the heart of our program, David, and that's what really allows us to really provide the services that we do. You know, and then we go, for example, a little example, like this morning, someone called in from one of our accounts. They had a pre-existing relationship with a clinician that was not part of our company or our network, and could they come on board? And I basically just said, have them call. They called, and I think 3 hours later, it's all taken care of. That's a small example of how a real personal EAP works and the type of relationship that we should have in the culture with our accounts. And that's our goal, David.
Absolutely. I think that that's really a great goal, and really one that I think organizations should look at. And this, of course, this show broadcasts across the country, so I think that people need to know that this, what we would call a little company here in Portland, Maine, really is more impactful all across the nation. It can make a real big difference, and I think that that's something that people need to understand. And, Steve, you've been doing it for, as I said, just a little while. I think that, you know, having somebody who really knows the industry and understands the product and can really provide insight to a company and really talk through the differences and help a company understand the differences of why it's invaluable to them, I think makes a huge difference. So, anyways, I appreciate you being on the show very, very much today. And, you know, can you, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, how would they do so?
We have a webpage, which is just www.stevenswellspring.com, or they can call our toll-free number at 1-877-707-9300.
Can you repeat the phone number one more time?
Sure, 1-877-707-9300.
Great. Thank you, Stephen. As you know, CMA Career presents today's program, and I wanted to make sure you know what CMA Career does and can do for you. First of all, it provides professional and executive search services for organization, outplacement and career transition, HR services, HR compliance, and HR outsourcing, executive coaching, training, individual and career coaching, and professional staffing. One of the things that I want to make sure you know is that there is a new part of CMA, which is Career Workspace for Individuals. We're excited to offer a special version of our corporate Career Workspace online career portal for individual job seekers. So are you struggling with your job search? Frustrated with having to go to multiple sites to search for job listings? Tired of looking at page after page of search results to research a company? If you're having these problems, go to cmacareer.com, go to Career Workspace, click on the Individual tab, and you will find an answer to your problem. That's cmacareer.com. And now the HR tip of the week. You know, it's already summertime. Well, not if you're looking outside, but if you're looking for a summer job, it's not too early to start putting in your applications. That's right, companies are already beginning to hire, and the earlier you start your job search, the better chance you'll have one when the summer arrives. So make sure you take the time to go online now, talk to people you know and network, and make that summer job a success. That's your HR Tip of the Week. Next week on the HR Power Hour, we're going to be talking with Kathy Kilroy. She is the president and co-founder of the Mentor Group, Incorporated, out of Chicago, Illinois. They're a leading mentoring firm and career management firm that was founded back in 1988. She's going to be talking about the mentoring programs, why they're valuable and important to your organization. Thank you for listening, and catch us every week at 2 p.m. on News Talk WLOB 1310 a.m. or streaming live on WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at HRPowerHour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.